Their boxes were packed and the wagon nearly loaded. The morning had broken bright and almost cool, at least for a Tennessee August. It was a perfect day, Billy and Charles agreed, heading out to the pasture gate, the perfect day for traveling. Charles McLaughlin and Billy Monday were on their way out of town. The last thing left to do now was catch the black mare out in the pasture and then leave this place as they left all places, headed nowhere in particular, just on, trading horses as they went, a night here, 2 weeks there, always on to what might lie around the next bend in the road. The spring trading season had been miserable. In Salina, they had been robbed blind by a 10-year-old boy. Along the Red River, they got lost in the woods and wandered for 3 days before coming out exactly where they started. The only good to come of the summer, as far as Charles could see, had been that sweet farm girl in Tuckertown, Kentucky, only they'd been run out of town just when he was getting somewhere with her. When last week they landed here, just hardly south of the border, in Richfield, Tennessee, it seemed like it would be more of the same. Then last night Charles hit the jackpot with the deal he got on this beautiful high-dollar horse. She was a jewel out there in the green pasture. Her black hide shone in the morning sun, delicate pipe-stem legs, tail set high and proud on her hindquarters. If you drew a line around her, she would fit into a square, the kind of horse that people stopped to watch on the street. She made him want to shout for joy. He had bought her from the richest man in town. Never mind that he had spent nearly everything they had on her, even after Billy had given him that speech about putting all his eggs in one basket. Look at her. She was a hell of a basket. Billy paused at the gate, tugging one big ear, blue sunshot eyes full of mirth. I bet you think that little Tuckertown girl would swoon to see you come riding in on a horse like this. Charles gave him the same long-suffering look he had given him after the egg speech. Billy was getting soft, in his opinion, taking fewer risks in his old age. Charles was 18 and certain of one truth, that he would, as his mother promised years ago, someday rise up and win the bread of life. He opened the gate, whistling. The mare flung her head around at the sound of it, and he should have noticed the change in her, but he strode right up and swung the lead rope to catch around her neck, and when it touched her, she went after him, up on her hind legs, front hooves pummeling the air. He dodged, and she came down hard, then reared again. Against the green of the grass she rose, a blur of black velvet hide and iron shoes and the yellow-white ivory of blunt horse teeth. He shouted and went to grab her mane, and for the third time she screamed and reared, thrashed the air just inches from his temple. When she landed, she went after him with her teeth. That was when he dove for the fence, and she spun and thundered across the pasture. Billy was laughing so hard it took him a minute to give him a hand up. Charles stood and shook out his long, lanky frame. Quit laughing. Haven't ever seen you move that fast without a girl in the near vicinity, Charlie boy. Charles dug dust out of his eye with his thumb. The horse was far away, watching them. Son of a bitch, he said. Something was slowly coming to him. She must have been doped up. He looked at Billy, who regarded him with one eyebrow tented, the corner of his mouth upturned. His hair stuck out wild beneath the brim of his hat. Billy's laugh was like a force of nature and always left him looking like a stiff wind had knocked him around. You knew it, didn't you? Knew it soon as I brought her in here last night. Billy only grinned. Monday, you son of a bitch. Billy jogged out to retrieve Charles's hat where it had landed in the grass. Before returning it, he flipped it in the air, where it somersaulted 3 times. Charles took it and jammed it back on his head. Don't look so glum, Billy said. She's only a touch hot. Charles spat and yanked his shirt. Touch hot? Like to have killed me. They must have had her doped to the gills. Wonder what they used. Did a beautiful job of it. Just enough of a dose. But I don't understand. Charles shook his head. This wasn't no usual place. It was high class. Fellow's got a pedigree long as the horse does. He drives a damn Pierce Arrow,